This is a HeadGum Original. Oh my God, I'm so happy. I'm so happy to be on this microphone talking to lovely, lovely people who are out there searching for the same thing I am, you know, great insurance and a hobby. Welcome to Hobby Hunter with Sydney Washington, the Sydney Washington, Sid Wash, just Sid. Thank you. We've done so many episodes so far, and I think I've been getting some great feedback. We get more listeners. This is not my first rodeo, but this does feel pretty cool to, you know, be doing a podcast by myself. And, you know, people are not sending me hate mail. So there's that. Speaking of mail, you know, I've been pleading with you and crying basically like on my knees, like, please write me. Finally, I have people writing to me. So I have this segment that we're going to start now up top called Hobby Homies. And it's basically I'm going to read and respond to my fan letters. Look at that. I am that person. Okay. We're reading our very first Hobby Homies from Elise Gastel. My best friend and I got really into nail polish and what we call NART, nail art. Doing coir. It's been relatively inexpensive and a lot of fun to paint my nails because I didn't go to the nail salon because I don't give a fuck when it chips. And I'm probably already bored of it anyway. So I just want to do something new. Easy. And it can take up an hour on a Sunday. It makes me feel really cute. Thank you. Thank you, Elise. I do want to get into NART, as you may say. Oh, I love that. NART. You guys should, that should be merch for y'all. The thing is that I have really shaky hands and I'm one of those people that color outside of the lines. I'm not that great at it. So, I can try, you know, are you just a polish girl? I'm a gel. I'm a shellac or whatever. I like to put the polish on and then not have to worry about it for a week or two because I don't like the chipping. I already have like rough hands as it is. And I don't need to look worse, you know, with the like chip dirty. I get a lot of dirt underneath my nails too. So whenever I put like a whole color on my nails, you can't really tell how nasty they are underneath. Ugh, that's a fun fact that I should not have shared, but I wanted to because I love you guys. Thanks again, Elise, telling me about your NART. I think if anybody else is getting into it, maybe take a picture of the nail art that you're doing and send it to me and I'll repost it because I love hobbies and I am a hobby hunter. Okay, so guys, you know that I always gas up my guests. I am always like, they're a good friend. They're amazing. They're so famous. But this one is actually my very first crush. I have a crush on this person.
Oh, wow.
But also my friend. She's extraordinary. I mean, listen, she has toured with Chris Rock. She has a podcast called You're in Danger. She is a writer on Black Monday. I mean, I don't know what. What?
No, I'm joking. I'm doing what? All my. You asked me my credits. Now I'm putting them in there.
Okay. Well, what do you want? What do you want, babe? What would you want to get in there? You can plug yourself as well.
Yeah, because somebody just recently reminded me that I don't acknowledge all the shit that I've done. And it's not till I hear somebody else say it that I know all the shit that I've done. And I'm sure I'm going to miss stuff now. But yes, Chris Rock. But I'm also writing on Black Monday, Central Park. What's the other thing I'm writing on? See, now I'm fucking up. I don't know. I'm already high.
you're also with Amy Schumer's new show.
Amy Schumer's new show. Yes.
Look at that. She's constantly working. Anyway, she's a phenomenal comedian and amazing friend that I don't see enough. But give it up for Janelle James.
Janelle James, a narcissist.
We love
fucking intro.
No. We listen, quarantine. This is low stakes, and I also just I just want to have a real conversation. And in real conversations, we might interrupt and be like, girl, hold on. If you're going to do them, let me do it right.
Well,
so,
good to see you, Sydney. I love your highlights.
Oh, thank you. You know, I was like, I do like a 1B, which is pretty dark brown, but I was I need something. Classic. I was getting tired of my face. Is that weird to say?
I think especially with what's happening. I mean, who else you been seeing? You know, a couple people and yourself. I'm tired of my face too. I'm tired of myself, period.
It's either I'm tired of my cats or I'm tired of my face. So, you know, this is what I am. I changed my hair, but less about me, more about you.
Okay, oh, sorry.
So you didn't really give me a hobby, like one specific one, which I love. I love a challenge. So I want to know, you said you're good at a little bit of everything. So let's just run through a few things that you picked up through the quarantine, and then maybe we'll start with one and then go down the line.
Okay. Nothing that I've done during quarantine is nothing. I've not done nothing new, but what I've done is pick up things that I had put down while doing comedy. For whatever reason that you probably know, comedy just dominates your life. Mm-hmm. And I had all these hobbies. And then once I started comedy, like full force, I had no hobbies and it was just all comedy. So I used to play drums. I picked that back up.
What?
My drum set that was so dusty when I hit it, it just like plumed into the sky like a cartoon. Like it was just sitting there like a memorial of a dead drummer.
You know what? I did see your stories. You did post it on your stories, and I think you posted it on Facebook too. And I was like, not only is she incredible in like everything, the bitch can play drums. It's rude.
I used to be really, really good, and I'm just all right now. So I picked that back up.
Mm-hmm.
I've had my plants forever. That kind of weird jealousy of everybody becoming plant people when I've been had plants. You know what I mean? And you're like, wait, what? I've been doing that, as the hipsters say. I knew plants before they were cool.
Right.
And so like some of my plants I've had for like 15 years, I've been moving them all around.
Wait. No.
Yeah, man.
We have to talk about this up top because I don't know anyone who can take care of a plant more than a year. So you're 15? You've been in a full-blown relationship with plants.
Yes, from babies, from cuttings, and then now they're huge. And they've been mostly my kids' job while I've been gone to take care of them. But I'm checking, I demand video.
The fact that you had your kids like oversee the plants and they did not die. Are you sure that they didn't die and they bought new plants?
No, they're not even that savvy. No, I am calling like, you know, like, how are you? Okay. Yeah. What's going on with the ficus? Like that is, let me see. FaceTime the money tree. What is going on? Stick your finger in there. I want to see if the dirt is sticking on your finger. That tells me if you watered it when you said you did. All that shit. And they're all flourishing. But I have gotten some new ones since all this. And
do you name them?
Only my bigger ones. I have Brutus. This is right next to me. I have Olivia in the other room. The bigger ones, the smaller ones don't have names yet because I need to know. You got to figure out their personality as they get older.
Oh, Janelle, get off of the podcast. You're just too good. Julia, isn't this annoying? She's perfect. Okay.
No, gosh.
Yeah, it's good. It's so good.
I've never, now you know, I picked up the plants, mm-hmm. the plant thing only because of quarantine. But I think mine is like an addictive personality thing. It's like once I start, I'm like, I got to keep going. And so I'll buy and buy and buy. And obviously, if you have too many plants, you're going to forget and you're not going to treat one right. And you
some
have
of my
to
best plants came from people like you. And they're like, dying. And then I'll take them. I have one in the living room now. I think it is a ficus. It was dying, and my friend was saying it's dying. I said, well, let me look at it. It had like maybe 6 leaves left on it, a huge plant, but it only had like 6. And I said, I'll take it. So she brought it over, and it's flourishing now. So it's mine.
So you have a plant group home. That's what you got over there. It's a plant group home. I love
rescue.
It. Yes. It's a nursery, and we adore that. Okay, so you're
That's my only advice about plants. Don't give up on dead plants. They're not dead. Like, it's very... They got to be way far gone to be dead. They always come back. Give them a season. People be giving up too easy. and worried about aesthetics. Well, it's not pretty anymore, so I'm going to throw it in the trash. Especially like orchids, stuff like that. People like, once it loses the flowers, they want to throw it away. They come back. You know,
I've never
had a stressful time. Your hair fell out, and what it did came back. Well, you threw yourself in the trash. No, why are you doing the plants like that? They are living things. Anyway,
I haven't thrown myself away, but sometimes I will just throw a hat on it and, you know, not think about it. But that
is a soft on a plant. Let that shit give it a chance.
I've never heard anyone say not to give up on a plant. This is, you're the first person. And I talk to many plant people all that they're like, it's dead. It's gone. It's
no,
there's no more
plant people. Frauds.
You called it. You said you were into plants before it was a thing now. So yes. I'm glad that we're highlighting that on Hobby Hunter. You heard it here first, bitch. Okay. So we did plants, drummer. What else?
What else have I picked up in quarantine? I guess with my podcast, watching television again, like everybody's a junior, you know, movie critic or whatever. So just watching TV, period. That was another thing I didn't have time for. I started playing my video games again. Just everything that I used to be into. I'm back in the clothes. You know, I'll be dressing like shit, Sydney. Like, I'm back in the clothes. I
do. Stop, Janelle.
I had totally fallen into a white boy aesthetic for comedy, because that's who I'm always around, the t-shirt and pants hoodie look.
Mm-hmm.
And got a break, went in my closet, like, let me clean this shit out. And I'm like, damn, I used to be fly as fuck. Like, I that's the other thing I used to be into, was sewing, but I haven't picked that up. I don't think I'm ever going to pick that up again. But
knitting, maybe?
You said what?
I said knitting.
No, I don't have the patience for those things anymore. especially now, like, when I'm dating myself, but I think Forever 21 had just started when I was in high school. So fast fashion as a thing didn't exist. Mm-hmm. So now you could get a shirt, $4. It makes no sense to make your own. You know what I mean? To make your own anything. And just like everything else, nobody appreciates the craft of it. So people would ask me to make them stuff and want to give me $10 when it takes $10. Well, you know what I mean?
Okay, wait. Janelle, what were you making? And please describe it in three
words. I'll send you pictures of those too. I can make pretty much anything.
Dresses,
shirts, baby clothes for my friends.
How would you describe your style when you were making stuff?
Oh man, I was super into like the 40s aesthetic, because I used to, when I was younger, I used to watch Nickelodeon. Dating myself again, but Nickelodeon, Donna Reed, and all those like black and white shows. I used to watch those with my mother, and so basically Susie Homemaker type dresses, Marilyn Monroe, like fitted midi dresses, stuff like that. That used to be my shit.
Janelle, the more you talk,
I'm a totally different person now. Isn't that amazing?
Really?
You go through multiple personalities. You can't catch me in one of those dresses anymore.
But you would do it for a role. I remember on Black Monday, you worked in the office, and it kind of felt, it wasn't the 40s, but you did have like a long skirt on.
It's the 80s, yeah.
And a blazer.
That shit was ugly. That was awful. I mean, the 80s as a whole was ugly.
Are you saying that to my 80s face?
That's your era?
Yeah.
80s fashion is gross. Like, everybody just looked...
I'm dirty. Triggered. Dirty?
Yeah. That's acid wash.
Yes, I agree.
Ripped shit. Like, get your shit together. That was the 80s. That's the look. Get your shit together.
You're making valid points, but it just hurts. It hurts to hear. So wait, now you're back into fashion. What are you doing? What are you getting? What are we buying?
Too much. Where the fuck am I going? I actually was just about to post a picture of a dress I bought. Like, where am I going with that shit? And my kids, when they're around, have been checking me, because they always walking by behind me, and I'll be like on the sites, you know, and he's like, where are you going? I'm like, you're right. Like, I have so many clothes.
What is this dress that you bought?
It's like a long pseudo evening gown almost. So somebody gotta, you know.
Girl, where were you going?
Where am I going? It was just so beautiful, but that's how I used to shop. Like, I just like this. I'm gonna buy it, you know. Mm-hmm. But I also did used to go places besides comedy shows. So
I mean, I think things are opening up. So
yeah, but that's my resolution when things do open up, is to go to do things other than fucking comedy. You know what I mean? And just regular dinner. Or
okay.
Go ahead.
So where, so when you finally get that one day or like one time span of like to get out, where are you going to go? What are we doing?
I mean, I'm going everywhere. I'm trying to go to the opera. I used to go to the opera. I think that's what, when I bought the dress, that's when I was like, oh, I could wear this to an opera when the arts come back, you know, the theater.
If you post the dress, I want to repost
just being overdressed for regular occasions. I'm in the Knitting Factory for full sequins. You know what I mean?
I do that.
I'm wearing my shit is what I hope. We'll see if I stick to it, but that's what I hope.
I think after having the year that we had, it's like you really do need to find things that bring you joy and have fun. And I think wearing a regular outfit is okay, but I also think dress up for any occasion if you want. And then people make fun of me sometimes. They're like, oh, you're wearing all this makeup. You're doing, where are you going? You're just going to a Dusty Bar show.
Why would you even say that to somebody? Mm-hmm, first of all, shut the fuck up, whoever that is. None of your goddamn business. That's so weird and hatery. You going where the fuck you going? But anyway.
Thank you, Janelle.
I know for me, and I'm not saying everybody do that, but especially if you've been wearing sweatpants forever, you throw on even just a nice little coordinated leisure wear outfit, your fancy sweats, you feel better. You know what I mean? I've been wearing Birkenstocks, going outside to do my little run to the grocery store shit.
Janelle, you're in Birkenstocks?
Oh, yeah. You're obviously not in style because that is very... Birkenstocks is it girl shit right now. Thank you very much. They are not just the plain like cork heel. They have collabs. They have Prada collab. They have
I don't believe you. What? Birkenstocks.
You need to get on it. But the point is, I have been wearing them and I was like, let me get out the Birks. So I put on my little loud ass Jordans today and I felt pretty fly. You know what I mean? Just to be like, all right, let me switch it up. So,
well, you are fly. You, whatever you wear, it has the Janelle James swag to it.
Yeah, I was looking really bummy. I've seen my pictures. So I want to get out of that.
Okay, so you were in fashion, drumming, plants. Yeah. Also, it's adjacent to plants, but smoking weed. You're really good at that.
Smoking weed, that's not necessarily a new thing for me, as you know. But
No, but I think it's some people's hobby.
Top half of quarantine, I was gone. I was not on this planet for at least 3 months. I was gone.
Can you explain to us? Like, I know there's sativa, there's indica.
Well, first I was in LA for the first 3 months of quarantine. So that tells you what, you know? So I'm ordering from the apps. I'm going based on feels that I want to feel, you know what I mean? And basically I was picking the strains that said gone. How do you want to feel? Gone.
And which one is that? What kind of weed is that?
Well, you know, I like Wi-Fi. That's a classic. I think that's a hybrid. Wi-Fi is a strain name.
Never heard of it.
That's like a go-to for me. I don't want to advertise this company because they don't give me no money, but I'm showing it to Sydney. This is a brand that I really like. It's a family of farm, artisan weed type shit. But they too white, so I ain't trying to prompt them. I've been looking for Black-owned or at least POC-owned weed
companies,
and they're very few and far between. And then when you do find them, they're hard to find. A lot of people don't stock them. And this company, I'm pissed at them because I've turned a lot of people onto them by mistake. And, and they won't send me shit. And I go on their site and it's all blondes. People that I could see, they don't smoke weed. The tint of their lips is fresh and pink. They don't have no weed lips at all. Like, if anything, they just started. You know what I mean? They waited till it became legal to start smoking. That's what the fuck they got advertising. They've sent weed and different products to friends of mine who don't even smoke.
What?
And it's just like, there's a real fucking, not only colorism, not colorism, racism, and ageism in this shit, like what people perceive to be cool. I mean, that's always been a problem. What people, they want to advertise to younger people. So they're sending it to, you know, 20-year-olds and shit. Motherfuckers who don't even know shit about weed. And then here I am, been smoking goddamn 20 years.
Grown, and you're the coolest of the cool.
Cool as fuck. They don't know what cool is. That's the thing. That brands don't know what cool is. They try to manufacture what cool is. And that's why you got all these corny bammers running around telling you what to buy. But yes, weed.
Is the brand expensive?
It is. I mean, weed is expensive, period, nowadays, than what it used to be. But what I like about this brand and what the direction that weed is going in, period, is that you truly can pick how you want to feel. Before, it used to be a surprise. You get your weed man, he come, you get an eighth, you don't ask him what kind it is. It's a hybrid, all that. You like, let me get an eighth. What you got? You know what I mean? He like, this is what I got this week. And you just smoking and you just like, well, let's see how am I gonna feel with stuff like this and the different brands. You could be like, oh, I'm trying to chill. Oh, I wanna be happy. Oh, I wanna, you know, I'm going to a social event. I wanna be talking and shit. I want to write. I want to open my mind, you know, creative weed and all that shit. So
creative weed?
Yeah, babe. I can't believe. Wait, you don't smoke though.
No, okay. But yeah, this is a reason to get me back in the
no, put me in, coach. You, you
put
don't.
Me in, coach.
Although wait. Maybe I can finally get a gun on you. Ah, hey.
Okay, I wanted to know how expensive is weed? Because, you know, I obviously, most of my friends smoke it. My girlfriend smokes it. But I don't really ask them the prices because obviously I'm not involved. But I do want to know what can arrange.
I'm like, true potheads, which I consider myself to be because I smoke almost every day unless I'm doing one of my breaks, will get upset with me because I don't know how to roll. I don't know how to roll a joint. I don't know how to roll a blunt. I've never learned. It's always been a nigga around to do it for me. I'm a pot princess where I'm just like, just get it ready. So I buy pre-rolls, which is more expensive than usual. Or if I do buy just the herb, which I do as well, I have one hitters. I'll use that. So pre-rolls are expensive because it's pre-rolled for you. I think I paid, so this has like, let's see. I mean, and then look at this packaging, girl. Like, yeah.
It's boom. Nice.
You it's open good. It, it's a whole other shit.
Okay.
Like, white people it. Been wilding on the weed, man. Artisan, design, and shit.
It looks like there's about, like, what, five or six in there?
There's six in here, and six. It comes with matches right here.
Match. They're smart. It's brilliant. It's really...
I need to have like a little fucking mustache, a top hat.
Yeah.
You know.
How much is that?
I think it might be like $40, which you can probably get an eighth in Brooklyn for that. You
know yeah. What I mean? I will say.
$40 for one of these. But also, I'm not one of those. I'm not Snoop Dogg. I'm not trying to smoke a whole blunt every couple hours. I will smoke one joint for 3 days. I'm not trying to leave the planet all the time. I'm just trying to be nice. I still got shit to do. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And so I need to be able to still be to focus and stuff. And so it don't take much for me to get high. You know what I mean? So I that's how I rationalize the price to myself and that I don't go through it as quickly as some other people might. I have nothing to prove. I'm not like, oh, I smoke 8 blunts a day. No.
So you're not spending $200 a week.
No.
Okay.
Maybe $200 a month.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
not too bad, right?
That's a hobby I can get behind. That's fine. And you make it so it just feels like cool and chill. And even on your comedy album cover art, you had like a joint. And I was just like, if you are gonna promote weed, this is the way to do it. Black and mild.
Yeah, it don't have to be rapper. It don't have to be, you don't have to have contraptions and shit. I just like the mellowness it gives me. The world is shit. Some people, weed gives them a anxiety. I always think that's the wrong strain. It's not weed. It's that you're smoking the wrong strain. But again, I don't want to encourage anybody to pick up anything. Don't be picking up calls if you don't already got them. And
that's crazy because this whole podcast is about picking up things, picking up hobbies.
Well, a drug habit if you don't have it is what I meant. Sure.
Okay. Okay.
But for me, it just makes me feel better. It really does. But a couple months ago, I had a lot of shit come down on me at the same time, work-wise, which is how it always happens. I don't be doing shit for months, and then all of a sudden, everything at once. I'm sure it's the same for you. That's just how it happens.
Absolutely.
And I was like, yo, I have to focus. So I stopped smoking weed. for about 2 months.
And what?
And I was more productive. So I did. And I lost weight. So, you know, you take the good, you take the bad.
But wait, you get strands of weed that makes you like write and be productive.
Right. But also- Not write, ideas. The act of writing, as you know, mm-hmm. the act of the clickety clack is another fucking arena. So one thing with weed is whatever it is. So I have one that I used to use when I run. But the thing is, any activity you about to do on weed, you got to be set up for it before you start smoking.
If that's you like Adderall. Write,
have the computer on, have your fucking final draft open, fingers on the keys, and then smoke. If you're going to go run, have your outfit on, your shoes, be at the door, because once it hits you and you sit down, it's a wrap. And so it's that one is what would frequently happen with me. I'd be like, oh, even though it's doing, I'm having ideas, but I can't get over to the computer. You know what I mean? To write it down or whatever. Or I want to run, but I forgot to put my shoes on and now I'm eating snacks. So, you know, it's a way to do it. But without it, I just was. I wish that wasn't the case, but I was more productive. And then when I finished my shit, I went right back. Ain't gone nowhere. And it makes you feel good because you're like, oh, I can't stop if I want to. I'm not a fucking crackhead with it. So that's also always good to check in with yourself on how addicted you are to weed, which I do. It is addictive, but I felt good that I could just stop because I needed to, which afforded me jobs and money to buy more weed. You see, it's all a circle.
It is, you brought us right back. And because we're in such a full circle mode, we got to take a break. Everybody, we're going to take one moment and we'll be right back. Okay, we're back. Janelle, listen, hey. I really didn't believe that you could be this out of this world. I mean, you really do all your work. You're a mother, you're a friend, and you have all these projects and you have hobbies on the side. Like, where do you find the time?
Here's the thing. You can't do anything at 100%. I'm always neglecting something. You know what I mean? And so I think that's what people fuck up. They think they want to be firing in all cylinders and then they get hard on themselves if something is neglected. So you just have to decide, not even decide, just no, you're not going to be able to do everything. Like I said, when I picked up comedy, I stopped doing my hobbies because I just wanted to excel at it. You know what I mean? So I had to put those shits aside for a while until I got to a point where maybe I have to. The goal is always to work less for more money like white dudes do.
Ooh, that needs to be merch. Now, Jen, work less.
The higher up you go in any company, the people do less work. CEOs and such, they on it, you know, they're doing their work lunches and shit, and other people are killing themselves being there all night. That's my goal. So as I go up and even though I'm doing multiple projects, it's just less actual work. And now I can dabble back in my plants and all of that stuff. You just have to know that you could come back. And then it's like, oh shit, I need to go hang out with my kids. So then comedy is going to falter for a little bit. And I got to go hang out with my, it's just life. You can't do everything, especially if you want to say that to women with the whole have it all bullshit. Like that's what that means. You want to have it all. Some shit is going to have to be neglected sometimes.
And I think that that's just like, it's such a great message because I mean, especially in comedy, we feel like there used to be people who are just good at doing stand-up, but now it's like you got to be a stand-up, you got to be a writer, you got to
demand so much,
you got to be an actor.
We demand so much of ourselves. Nobody's demanding. Like, you don't, every time I think about that, like what you said, you got to be this and you got to be that, I think about all the successful people who are not on social media at all. Like, these are things we put on ourselves and kind of like watching other people. I don't do shit unless I'm enjoying it. I don't do it because I want to, because I think that comes through in your work.
Yeah.
If I'm just like, oh, I gotta have a TikTok just to have it, that shit is awful. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna do it.
The people who do it, I'm like, oh, they're obsessed with making TikToks because that's what they do all day and they're really good
at it. If
they're
good, then I don't judge them for it. We all pick our lane. You know what I mean? Remember, I was on Facebook heavy before people came over there.
Janelle, okay.
And so I stayed after because I built my fan base there. Now, why would I run to TikTok when I have a loyal fan base? Who am I trying to attract? 16-year-olds? They don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. So you pick where you're supposed to be, and that's what you focus on. Don't worry about what everybody else doing, you know, which is awesome.
You're one of the sane people on Facebook because I still get on there. I used to be, I was like you in terms of like, I liked writing on Facebook. I liked interacting. It just felt like a good space to work on stuff. And then it got real, Facebook got really dark. It got really dark. I think you're one of the more lighthearted people.
Because I'm using it to write. I'm not using it and to cultivate my own fan base. I'm not on there actually trying to keep up with anybody. You know what I mean? And I think that's what people, especially if you're doing it as a business. For instance, none of my family, most of them, I have not accepted their friend request. This is me talking to my fans. You can't be on my shit. I'm writing a joke and you like, hey, call your grandmother because she fell down yesterday. Like, I don't want that shit. This is my...
That's insane.
Yeah, I mean, but this is just me talking to comedians because I guess I'm some fucking grandmother in this shit where everybody always asks me for advice. And it's really treating your shit as if it's a business, like, and stop watching what other people doing. Who gives a fuck? Like, you have your fan base. Other comedians don't buy your albums and shit.
I mean, mine they do, but it's very rare. They support you in a way, but it's different from like the actual fans and followers.
So what do you care what they think you're doing? You know, they're not contributing to your bottom line. So I keep all my friends and family off my Facebook and I'm just on there writing jokes and trying to, I hate to say a brand, but people know who I am basically by how I write on Facebook. And I've gotten work from it. And these are things that you see people like, with their little shade, like, oh, y'all still on Facebook? Oh, you still on Twitter? That's because you're using it wrong. I've gotten multiple writing gigs from both Facebook and Twitter. Why? Because I'm on there writing jokes. I'm not on there like, oh, I'm so sad, starting comedy beef, starting family beef, looking crazy, suicidal. Like, go talk to your friends.
Wow, Janelle, I feel like a book is coming out of
Here's
you.
What
You're
else
gonna
I don't
have a
do.
Book. You're Here's gonna have a book. I feel do. It. That's gonna be another hobby. You are making books.
Here's what else I don't do on Facebook or any other social media. Really, I don't scroll to other shit. I don't scroll it. So I don't know if this shit is dark. I'm on my page. I'm writing what I write. I interact with the people who come to me, and then I'm out. Like it's not. I refuse to try or refuse not refuse because I get trapped in it every once in a while. But I really try to not get trapped in social media shit. It's so damaging.
Yeah.
And people be all in their head about shit that don't even matter or isn't even true. You know what I mean? Everybody think people mad at them or we looking at what you doing or they're looking at what other people are doing and measuring themselves against it. That all that shit is a waste of time and damaging. So I don't want it. And so I don't even scroll. So I always tell people like, you don't like my shit. I'm like, if I do like your shit, feel very special. That mean I went to your page, like, what's Sydney up to? I went S-Y-D-N-E-E. I like type that shit in because I'm not scrolling the timeline. Social media is for bragging. If you seeing all that shit and you thinking everybody is having such a great life and you in a bad place, it's not going to help you. So why are you doing it?
The sermon that we've been hit with on Hobby Hunter. Julia, do you see this shit? This is incredible.
I'm just like in awe of Janelle.
I'm smoking a thoughtful weed right now. Yeah. It's called the thoughtful indica.
It's working. You know it's working.
I started smoking at the top of the podcast and look where I am. I'm fucking Socrates now.
How do we get these people to fucking sponsor you? They should. Wait, have Ooh. You even had the people that you smoke that...
Man, fuck them. I'm looking for somebody else cooler. Like,
right.
I'm just,
never mind.
You only get one chance to diss me. And what I'm talking about is I wrote them like, hey, you sent a package to my friend. He don't even smoke. I have turned many people onto your shit. Here's where I've posted about you before. And those motherfuckers ignore me. You know how you can see they saw the message. They saw an
ex.
Fuck them. I'm not growling at their shit. Yeah, man. I mean, but this is I think a universal problem. Like I said, ageism, sexism, black women, you know. Across every platform, we're inventing shit. We have numbers and we're routinely ignored by brands and companies.
Oh,
and
they don't want no parts.
We get less money, you know, less everything. And so, like I said, you only get one time to diss me, I'm going to find another fucking company and I will not promote them.
You know what? And I'm going to use my platform to make sure that we find the best. We got to get the best.
Thank you. Yes, companies sponsor me. Like I have, there's a one hitter called Buddy and I will.
Oh yeah. You used it at your comedy festival.
They did my festival. Like my first year at a festival, they were one of my sponsors, donated their product to me. And now I talk about them all the time and it's a good one hitter. And so many people have bought them saying, hey, Janelle, like I'm not some fake ass pothead. I'm not out here trying to be cool. It's what I do. And I know a lot about it. what a great person to fucking promote your product, you dicks. But anyway, you tell I'm salty?
No, not at all. You're only spitting facts here on Hobby Hunter. And I totally agree, especially like you said, you do pick up things and then you excel at them and then you move on. So it's just like you are a perfect person for a brand to collab with because anything that you do is going to be authentic. It's not just
people trust me. That's the thing. Cause when have you ever seen me sponsor a post? I just don't do those things. Anyway, they're not smart. The point is you a weed company and you got good shit, man, send it to me and I will talk about it and you will have sales is all it is.
Listen, Janelle, we know that you have loyal fans and it's their loss. But you know what's a gain? We have a segment here. We have a segment. Well, we have many segments that I don't. I'm just like you. I do one thing and then I'm like, I gotta move on. So the segment
that life is short. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The segment that we're doing here.
Men, everything. Next.
I know. I excelled at men and now
I did excel. You eat them motherfuckers into the sun. You gone.
I'm in a better place. Thank goodness. So this segment is my Sunday versus your Sunday.
Okay.
And it's basically a day that, you know, usually is a day that people find something to do or a hobby, et cetera. Yeah. So I want to know. I know that yours was low-key better than mine, but who knows? Who knows? Julia's going to be the judge on this. And she knows.
What is it? Like what
you did this past Sunday.
This past Sunday.
You're going to give us the rundown. Some people go into their Google Cal.
I'm going to have remind to. Themselves. Like I said, I'm a pothead. I'm like, what is today?
Yeah. No, one person, a few people came on. They were like, I can tell you exactly everything I did on Sunday because of my Google Cal, because I cannot remember.
Earlier, I called my agent on some other shit and she was like, oh, am I late for the call? And I was like, what are you talking about? She was like, we're about to have the call in like 10 minutes. And I was like, oh, I said, what day is that? She was like, Wednesday. I was like, it's Tuesday. And we had a whole back and forth. It's Wednesday is the point. So anyway.
Hilarity.
Sunday. Okay.
Let me look at my Sunday too, because I might have forgot. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So the day before I had just got back from LA. So I didn't do much. I was back in my apartment here in New York, but I do have a Sunday ritual that I do that I'll just say. So in the mornings, every morning, and this is something I started doing quarantine, trying to become a morning person. So now I'm a morning. I wake up 6:30 a.m., try to look at the sun somewhere, you know, if possible, just breathe, smoke, wake and bake. I play records. I pick a record. I play it, usually jazz or some kind of old school shit. I will clean. Because I'm black and I'm a woman. It's Sunday. and then Sunday, I went to brunch with my friend James. And that was like one of my first outdoor eating. I mean, not only outdoor, but non-quarantine activity. Because I'm shot it up now. We both shot it up. So we went to brunch. Ate.
Backs it up.
Came back. Sat around. Now I remember, sat around, smoke a weed. And then every Sunday night, I do my bath ritual, which is I specifically picked my apartment because it has deep baths. I take a shower in one bathroom and then I take a bath in the other bathroom. I scrub, exfoliate, get out, face mask. I have a whole lotion thing that I do.
Hold on. Wait, you have two bathtubs?
I have two bathtubs. Well, I have two bathrooms. One is a shower and one is a bathtub.
Okay.
So you got to shower before the bath because you don't want to be sitting in your own dirt.
Yep, I agree. Exactly. I agree. Yep.
Oh, that's the other thing. Me and James went thrifting. We went to brunch and then we went thrifting. Then, so you take the bath. I have a whole skin thing that I do. Mm-hmm. You change your bed sheets, you spray perfume on them, and then I went to sleep. That's what I did Sunday.
This is the best Sunday of all Sundays ever.
Julia, did you hear this shit?
This is the best. I need to copy all those, all the routines, the beginning and the end of the day.
Oh, and I did sex with somebody that night because I remember he was asking me what I was doing. And I told him about my whole bath thing. So I had light sex orgasm and then I went to sleep.
Wow.
That was a good Sunday. Then you just happened to catch me. A good one.
I'm throwing my whole laptop off the fucking balcony right now because what the fuck?
This just happened. That's not every Sunday, but this was just happened to be an ideal Sunday this past week because I was excited to see my friend who I truly hadn't seen in a year. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. And it was chill. I think that's the whole thing I've been trying to do where you wake up. I'm all positive now.
I know. I hear it. No. It's cute.
But I really am trying to wake up. Like, this is going to be a good day. I used to wake up like, ugh. I'm trying to wake up now. Like, this is going to be a good day. Like, kill your fucking attitude. Look at all this wonderful shit you got planned. Look at life. You're fine. This is going to be a good day because I am a pessimist and I'm trying to like kill it a little bit. So it's been working. God damn you hippies. I hate y'all. LA. That's this LA shit. Who the fuck in LA told me this shit? I hate you. I love you.
This is so good.
We're crystal carrying bitch. No. No.
They did it for the good. They did it for the good, you know?
Yeah.
I think the West Coast did do some good for you. Like you were there and then you came back. And I think it's a balance now. Like
it's not the West Coast. It's that I got out the house.
Mm. Okay. Correct me now.
The goal quarantine or not is to be half and half. That's how I'm happiest because just like everything else, I get bored. I don't want to be in New York all year. I don't want to be in LA all year. So
that's why I want to be a bicycle.
What did you do, Sydney?
All right. So I went to, which I didn't promote at all, but I went to Florida on Friday to do a FSU. I did FSU and I did a set.
How'd it go?
It was great. That was the first time being on stage in like months upon months.
Wow, and you did it for college students. That's great.
For college, it was crazy because the FSU there, they have a whole football stadium and you can have like 75,000 people or 7,500. I don't know. But there were only 600 kids there. Or maybe more, but it was fun.
Only 600 kids.
Only 600 kids.
So you better go, bitch. Okay.
Wait, and no. So I got back out there and it felt fun. And I felt like, oh, okay, I'm less stressed than I was before. But then the next day, you know, it's like, two layovers, just like, it's a mess, just traveling. Yeah. So Saturday, tired. Sunday, I'm like, you know, I'm staying in LA with JoJo. So we ended up going.
We're saying names now.
We are saying names now. We're saying names now. Yes. JoJo. We went to the mall. Well, first we went, got something to eat. And then we went to the mall because we wanted to find something to wear for her birthday, which is tomorrow.
Oh.
So we found something to wear for her. And then I came back and I sat on the couch for the rest of the day.
That's a great Sunday.
Yeah. Not as packed as yours.
You did things in preparation for even better things. The party, you got ready, and then you sat your ass down. That's a good ass Sunday. I ain't knocking that at all.
Janelle, can you please plug whatever you would like? I'm sure people are going to follow you.
Check out my podcast. You and Danger Girl, we're on hiatus. Write me if you want me to come back. I've been having a lovely time not doing it. Watch Black Monday season 3 coming out, I think on the 23rd, April 23rd, depending on when this drops. Central Park season 2 coming out. I'm on there doing a character and writing. Cross your fingers, go on Twitter, ask for Quinta Brunson's pilot to be picked up so I could go and act for a little while. that'd be sweet. And listen to my album, Black and Mild, on all the streaming platforms. It came out 3 years ago and it's still hilarious.
Still great. Still wonderful. Hilarious. Janelle, thank you so much. We heart you here at Hobby Hunter, and I hope to see you soon.
Thank you.
Well, guys, I mean, Janelle really hit every single like corner in the room of hobbies, and she truly does excel at everything she does. So I'm giving her the highest number for all of it, because I think all of those things can be done except the weed. I can't smoke weed, but I would like to do the drumming, but I bought a guitar, so it should be on its way in June. That's what they said. Guitar Center, where my guitar at? I spent good money on it, so I'm waiting on it. But yeah, she's perfect. She's amazing. You can do a whole bunch of hobbies, not finish them, but just having the option of picking up something and then, hey, I want to try something else. Boom, boom, boom. I think that is the way to be. You don't have to be stuck on one thing, because that's not what life is about. So thank Janelle James for all of the gems. Every line that she said, I was like, write that down. That's merch. Please write to hey@headgum.com or tweet at me your favorite hobbies. People are doing it. I'm seeing it and I'm feeling better about myself, because I was going to put my whole head in a bucket of chlorine. So thank you. Thank you for coming through. Please tweet me, write me if you have your thoughts on what constitutes a hobby or what you're doing in your pastime. Would love to hear about it. Thank you so much. In the meantime, we will be back next week. Make sure you are happy hobbying.
Was a HeadGum original.